Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. And Rob, I'm going to pull a wild card on you.
Sure.
We're going to do the mailbag in our first segment.
Oh, cool.
Because,
okay. I like that.
I never mention it, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't remember. I don't have a strong memory of doing this on Veterans Day, but I think that for whatever reason, maybe we're all a little bit more aware of it. Very aware of Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I think maybe social media has helped me do that. But I found this, and I thought we'd just have a very, very, very brief opening today, and I would share with you a poem that was written by a seventh grader named Christopher Goodman.
Seventh
a
grade, so probably like 12 years old.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Called The Veterans. And after that, you know, we'll just have a brief moment of silence for all the guys that and girls that have given their lives in service to the country. But listen to this, and this sort of sums up the way I feel about our veterans, because I think we all should be, those of us especially who have not served, should be aware of the fact that this is really what these brave people go through. So this is Christopher Goodman, seventh grader, St. Pius the fifth, I'm sorry, St. Pius the 10th school, and that's X, correct?
Yes,
St. Pius 10. X. Mm-hmm. Thank you. This is from Christopher Goodman, and listen to this. As I walk down the battlefield with my family on my mind, I am always fearful of what it is I'll find. I take a look at the enemy and see they're just like me. It makes me sad to battle them. All we both want is to be free. None of them I'd want to kill. That'd be like killing me. But I know what I've got to do. I've got to be free. And now at last I'm going home with bloodstains on my shirt. I'm not proud of what I've done, not proud of who I've hurt. But then I realize what it was for, my country, great and strong. And when I remember America, it doesn't feel so wrong. I remember my allies dead, and the enemy too. But war cannot be a happy thing, but we all fight for you. It can make me uncomfortable to talk about the past, the thoughts I tried to push away, but they keep coming back. I am grateful for the honor today, but I still need some rest. A soldier's life is an unhappy one, but they fight for the best. Remember us. And now let's have just a brief moment of silence, and we'll start the show. And for anybody that has a veteran like I do in my life with my dad who served in World War II, or any of you that know veterans or anybody in the United States that values our veterans, 60 seconds and we'll get the show started. A moment of silence for all the brave people that have given their lives in service to the country.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've come to understand as an adult that there had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature. My father used to lock me away in a room with nothing but the Percy Faith recording of Bim Bam Bomb, and then send me to bed with nothing but dessert. It's odd that, you know, Lori came from such a different...
Right, a completely different path. I was brought up in a very small town just south of the Chicago city limits. I don't believe that anyone noticed when I blew town at 15 and ended up in San Francisco, California. And it's at this point in my story that the dark clouds part because I met a certain Mr. Wiseman who gave me a job in his shop. And before long, he tapped me to do some small roles in some of his short films for more mature audiences. Well, I was known for doing a certain thing that many of the other girls wouldn't do. And of course, I loved to sing ever since I was a little girl. And I learned to play the ukulele in one of my last films, Not So Tiny Tim. And that's where I met my man, and before long, I was the new Mrs. Boner.
Isn't that something?
Beautiful story,
I tell you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wild, our wild show today is brought to you by our TMOS 2016 bonus packages. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I love when you goose the crowd, Mike.
If five episodes a week aren't satisfying your TMOS cravings, you are not alone, and we are here to help. Join the others who have decided to do something about it. Subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Admitting that you want it is the first step to getting what you crave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Subscribe for a full year of bonus, and you'll get full access to all the 2016 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, and it's a great way to support your favorite podcast. Rob, that's exactly what you said last year.
But it remains true, Mike.
It's waiting for you at MikeOmerishow.com. Just cut and paste. I'm sorry. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. Also, it's never too early to renew, and it makes a great holiday gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Yeah, gift it. Buy one for yourself and buy one for a family member, a friend, somebody who loves TMOS. The TMOS bonus package, it's what you want, and besides, you deserve it. Order it today, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for indulging me for that opening. I thought we never say anything
appropriate on Veterans
Day.
Sweet.
Valid, very valid,
it
and very
also,
good.
It is also, to me, a day that we really, really should pay attention, but in this fast-moving world of ours, we really don't. We just, putting a holiday on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's a, when a holiday's on, not on a, on a Monday, it just seems to me you're kind of brushing it aside. I don't know why, you know, nothing's closed. You know, we should all be just reflecting on the people that literally go out there, put on a uniform, put on a gun, and, you know, risk their lives, get in firefights, lose legs, lose limbs, come back here, many of them homeless, many of them in a horrible state, and, you know, as it's been well documented that they don't get the support they need, and everybody loves to talk about it, but unfortunately nothing gets done. So I just want to say salute to all the people. And
here, here.
You know, I've got my father's American flag here because he got that, because he served his country, and back in the day, so many did. And the Greatest Generation and all that good stuff. So
thank you for highlighting that,
for,
Mike.
Here, here, Mike.
For the veterans. And, you know, without further ado, let's get on to this. And by the way, I do get choked up when I read that stuff, but that is not getting choked up. That is the death grip that I am under right now. So bear with me with that.
DayQuil just, not doing it for you?
DayQuil's doing it. It's just not going away. And, you know, I want it to go away. And as I told my wife, she said, you know, why are you putting on golf clothing? I said, because I'm going to play golf after the show. She said, why? I said, because I'm going to work and I'm going to play. Sick or not, be damned. That's it.
Now, the golf is what will cure you.
Yes.
I hope so.
Being out
I,
in the elements, some exercise, some sweat.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's 90 degrees. It's humid. It's, you know.
Get out there. It's like a sauna. Clear you up.
What could possibly go wrong?
It'll be fine.
Everything's going to be just A-OK. Without further ado, though, it's not about me, ladies and gentlemen. It is truly unquestionably never about any of us.
No.
Because we value all of you.
It's all about you. One time.
Oh,
one time.
He's singing now.
One time.
Now, Rob, you said something to me when I was trying to get that poem together, as you often do. What did you say? You had something
I have just
added to the mailbag?
This came to
like
me
that?
Late last night, and you forget.
By telegram?
Yes, it did.
What
man
time
in a hat.
Did it come to you? Because that's not good to do that to you. If you're going to have, we talk about Rob's bag, and then somebody sends something to you. What time did you receive
it? It arrived at 8 p.m.
Late last night, Mike.
Not late,
late
last night, but after the bag was done. And you know what? Normally I would postpone
it. I like
it
a robe. I'm going to steal. Can I steal it a robe?
Yeah, a robe with two B's. I would postpone it. But it is so of the moment, and you really forget the reach that our podcast has.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that there is a gentleman who lives in Northern Virginia? His name is Kurt Rommel, and here is a picture of him, Mike. 14 months before it sank, Kurt was serving on the Edmund Fitzgerald. He worked
oh my God.
As a porter on the boat that we discussed, the ship that we discussed
wow.
yesterday.
America's God. Lusitania?
And if he had served one more summer, he likely would have been among those who were lost. He knows.
What did you say?
I'm not even going to give him the credit
what
of a repeat.
What's he doing? Why is he
I said
this?
Nothing. I said nothing.
Precisely.
Mike. Just respect.
He
That's
said,
all I have.
He said America's Lusitania, liking it to the sinking of the ship
Spirit
that brought him world war.
Said never gives a perdita the big, 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 big.
But here, how eerie is this? Kurt Rommel is the guy that wrote us the letter. He
Rommel,
knew most
you
of the
magnificent bastard. You read my book.
He knew most of the 29 who were lost in the sinking.
Oh, that's sad.
Now, I've heard that name. We've had a Rommel.
No,
yes, the show
yeah,
for
he's
a long time,
he is
right?
a big follower. He's come out to all your motorcycle events. He is a motorcycle enthusiast. But
that's
the fact
incredible.
That if he had served one summer later, he might have been among the crew that was lost. And I think it's very, very nice.
Sorry to hear that.
And it's humanizing to see a picture of this listener aboard the Edmund
Can
Fitzgerald.
Can I see that, please? You're
Absolutely.
Just going to share it with yourself?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any more World War I jokes to make? Or are you ready?
I didn't know his friends passed, man. I'm sorry. I was just doing my bit.
Hey, the Fitzgerald sank in the 70s there, oh.
Yeah.
So that's not a World War I thing at
that
all.
That was
you know,
the
I,
joke.
I always...
Oh, Mike.
That I don't care, and I thought it was part of World War I, and it's on.
I don't care. I don't care. See, Mike, this is what happens when we try to match wits
care.
With historian Oscar Santana. Mm-hmm. He understands a little too much.
Mac held that up to the camera. Is he on the boat in that picture?
Yes, that is the ship, and that is him standing
again,
on
Mac.
The deck.
Do it again, and try to do it without your
Yeah, Mac, why don't you walk on over real quick
That's
instead
right.
of reaching around.
You know, Mac would like that boat because it looks orange in that picture.
Oh, yeah.
He could wear the boat.
Oh, that's him
color.
Alone on the deck
yes.
of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah, isn't that an amazing photo?
It's also eerie.
It is. It's very
like Photoshop. Lake Erie. Get it?
It looks Photoshopped to me.
I'm sure it is, Mike. I'm sure it is.
That's a terrible thing to say, especially if he served on the Edmund
He Fitzgerald. Said that it is, he said, in case Mike's BS detector flares up, he's including a low-quality scan of a photograph. But no, this looks very real to me. Absolutely. So,
oh, yeah.
Wow.
Rommel, thanks for sharing that with us.
And he says that
we
are a huge part.
Can we get him on the show?
Yeah,
I'd love
let's
to
get him on.
See if he wants to come on the show. I'd love to talk about the ship.
I will. I'll call him tonight.
Because, I mean, I'd like to talk. Obviously, how many summers did he serve on there?
He served in the summer of 74. I think he served 14 months was what he said.
I have tons of questions about the Edmund Fitzgerald. That would be absolutely fascinating. I would love to know all about the ship and what his theories are, because it's a great mystery, correct? I mean, nobody knows what actually
it
happened.
Went, it
Has
went
the
down
ship
awfully
ever been
fast.
Found?
Oh, they know where it is. They just
they
haven't
know where
raised
it, is.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's
it
still
was
there.
A U-boat.
No, it's not my boat.
No, it was a U-boat. It was not a U-boat.
Tony, when you say it, you sound like you're being mean. When I say it, I sound like I'm being ignorant.
Yes, because you never sound like you're being mean,
That's
Oscar.
The best
ever.
Cocktail of all. The cocktail of all. Ignorance.
It's
stupid.
I got it yesterday from somebody.
Yeah.
Described the show, and I said three guys busting each other's balls, and I'm like, boy, it's never been more truer than the last couple of weeks. It's just constant.
Well, Mike, you know, the holidays are coming, and we're all full of joy.
I know. All right, well, let's start with gifts. We have some gifts today, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact,
what do you have in the happy
gifts for people that don't normally get gifts. This is a hoodie for Pony that says relationship status, single, taken, or mentally dating an anime character.
Oh, and I love that.
The anime character has been checked.
That's
beautiful. Will you wear that, Pony?
Absolutely.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
and this
great.
One I like even better. This is a sweatshirt for Oscar that says straight out of Bolivia.
That's
a great one. Again, and you know what, folks? If you're going to be kind enough to send us a gift, and we love when you do, please include your name somehow or let us know they're coming.
So we have no name.
No name whatsoever.
This is a fitted sweatshirt. Thank you.
Oh, that's why I didn't keep it for myself.
Yeah, that was fit on Rob's right arm.
Exactly. So those are our gifts for today. Happy sweatshirts for happy people. One of them ignorant, one of them mean.
That's wonderful. Let's get right to it.
Well, I am.
Welcome to our world, our new youngest listener, Sarah Elizabeth Lakeful, born on November 16th at 2:15 a.m. via C-section. Not sure why that was included.
Well,
and I quote the father, his wife's special place doesn't look like she sat on a hand grenade. Okay. All right. You know what? It's the, come on, pal. She gave you a daughter.
I love this guy.
Mother and baby are doing well. Yes, there.
You can always put the sandwich back together.
You know what? Ever since David Heinlein uttered the phrase, put an extra stitch in for daddy, that is, women, it's the ultimate misogyny to mention the down there. You know, I mean, down there.
And Madison has come a long way from the C-sections of the, let's say, early 50s, right?
I suppose. Where are you going with this, U-Boat?
Well, I've dated a few moms in my day, and they've had C-sections.
Yeah, they usually work a pole. They usually work on a pole.
I can barely see a scar.
That's nice.
And we talk about how the process went afterwards.
Both of my kids were born via C-section. If we had a third, they were going to put in a zipper and just make it easier.
All right, since you're now motivating me to jump on the sexism train here, I will tell you that when I, in my younger days, when I would occasionally frequent those establishments that offer the ballet, I would tell you that it was somewhat of a TO, as I like to call it, a turnoff, to see the major little scar right down there where the baby came out.
True enough.
I think those procedures have come a long way, is what I'm saying.
Well, I believe they have. I speak to that with personal experience.
Oh.
I think they, and I really also think it probably, at least to the best of my knowledge today, is the skill of the individual that's doing it as well.
Absolutely. And, yes.
You know, so I don't know why we're talking about C-sections. Well, we are because of this guy.
This guy.
Mother and baby are doing well. That's all that really matters. Did we get the father's name by any chance?
His name is Olaf. I'm not sure I wanted to credit him, but there it is.
Olaf.
It's Olaf.
Okay, Olaf. Very good.
Love
Happy
you frozen.
Birthday. Cindy Howlett of Cameron Park, California. She attended both Reno shows and can't wait until the next one. Well, the next one's going to be in New Orleans. So,
New Orleans.
Gary Tanner turns 53 this week, and his sons in Flagstaff, Arizona, hope that the coming year is the best one ever.
He's got a DJ name, doesn't he? Gary Tanner?
Gary Tanner.
Gary Tanner.
Gary Tanner from Tanner Consulting, ladies and gentlemen.
Tanner Consulting! The top
triangle. Jamie Ferrante would like us to wish a happy 20th birthday to Lizzie. That's my daughter goes by that name.
Yes.
Not by me, but she goes by Lizzie. They will be featured prominently in the program today because I have a story. The best stepdaughter of all time. Well, very good, Jamie Ferrante. Nice of you. Phil Young would like us to wish a happy 16th birthday to his son, Jacob Young, who has been listening to us since he was a little bitty. The show is an always welcome companion on 10-hour road trips to watch college football. You know, Rob, I can just tell you, already a third into this, You worked your mailbag last night. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
I did my very best,
yeah,
Mike.
You
would
so
be
much.
Happy.
Mason Smolar.
Gotta make Mike happy.
Mason Smolar just turned 2 years old, and all he wants for his birthday is for his 6-year-old sister, Lucy, to stop yelling at him, teasing him, tripping him, and stealing the toys from his hands. Here's an editor's note from Rob Spiewak. It's called parenting. Try it. Oh, Rob.
What a jerk. This guy. Julia Jellybean over here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but always polite.
Here's another one. Hello to Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I would like to wish my brother-in-law, Billy Reiter Maroff, a happy 38th birthday today. Despite being in his late 30s, he's not much of a douchebag. Billy works hard at his job. He's a fabulous musician and a fun guy to drink beer with on the weekend. Billy's favorite thing is seafood. We don't have a lot of decent seafood joints here in Iowa. You think?
It's landlocked, Mike.
I'm hoping that the TMOS slot machine is lucky for Billy, and Dick Queasy can wish Billy a happy birthday from the great state of Maine. Thanks for keeping me laughing on my way home from work as I listen on KCJJ. Love, Melanie Ostmo.
Do you have a quarter, Mike?
Yeah, pop her in. Let's see what happens. Okay. All right. Lobster, blank.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It sucks
That's
to be him.
Such a shame.
That is.
Everyone was mean to that. That was really.
Dick is on vacation.
The machines are tight.
I hate it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Moving right along. Dear Rob's bag, what did Timbertina say when she found out the Iowa Hawkeyes are 9-0?
You want to know?
He wants you to play your thing.
Okay, it's Timbertina, Mike.
Yo-ho!
Yeah, there it is.
That still makes me laugh.
And we went to that
Nine
show.
We don't talk enough about the Hawkeyes. That's fantastic. Thanks, Ryan Horner, North Liberty, Iowa. Lots of response from our Iowa listeners,
yes.
And we're very happy about that. Way to go, Iowa.
They're listening harder, Mike.
They're listening harder. God bless them. Our next letter, hello, Mike Rob with 2 B's and Oscar. This Saturday, I will turn the ripe old age of 53. So far, my 50s have been terrific, filled with new and exciting medical procedures and going out and meeting new and exciting people, most of whom have a medical degree.
Nice.
I spent 29 years in radio and always felt like I was doing the Lord's work because, like a priest, I also took a vow of poverty. I have no special request for my birthday wish, just hearing Mike read it aloud and knowing I did my part to fill up Rob's bag is enough for me. Thanks for bringing the funny, Robert Wood.
Bob Wood.
There we go.
It's Bob Wood.
Bob Wood.
Bob Wood.
Hi. Maybe I could talk up a record for Bob Wood. Could I do that?
You have a request to talk up a record coming up, so.
Oh, I do. Oh, yes, so, okay. Thank you for it. See, you're on it today.
You're on it.
And I need you to be on it today, and you're being so helpful, and I give you enough crap when things don't go well. I have to say thank you, Rob Spiewak, for being so on top of the mailbag.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
It's still
thank
early
you.
In the mailbag, Mike.
Shut up,
Pony,
Oscar.
And Pony, thanks for applauding. Oscar is just like a gnat with his red coffee cup.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I've been a fan for almost as long as I've been a listener.
Almost.
You know what people don't see?
What's
what
that?
People don't see, that because people are listening to this on audio, when Oscar gives his little shot like a Messerschmitt strafing a train in World War II, and then he collapses
puts his head down
on the desk.
Like a bad like second grader.
Like he's hiding.
You put your head down, mister.
And that brings me joy. Hi, guys. I've been a fan for almost as long as I've been a listener. Growing up, I worked on construction sites with my dad during the summers, and every day he used to have the Don and Mike show on. At first, it was just annoying to a skinny, too-cool teenager, but eventually, like body hair, skin tags, and obesity, it grew on me.
It's nice.
Oh, lovely picture there. A few years ago, you guys helped me get through my firstborn going into ICU when he was just an hour old. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Unable to do anything for him. And told to go home, I went to my office and turned on the podcast for an escape.
No, don't say God. Escape. It's an escape.
I'll tell you why I did that later in the
all
show.
Right.
Everything turned out just fine, and I credit the show with keeping me in balance through it all. My birthday is tomorrow, and instead of a spin on the Baccarat wheel of impression,
love it.
I just wanted to use the occasion to say thank you for continuing to be there. It never gets old. Cheers, boys. Ian in Spokane. That is
nice letter.
Absolutely mm-hmm. a wonderful letter, Ian. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Hi, guys. My wife, Heather Weimer, turns 34 on Saturday. Even an extra E. Even extra E's on the pronouncer, which I truly enjoy.
Weimer.
Turns 34 on Saturday. She's a beautiful, smart, funny, and amazing mother to our three children, Zachary, Sean, and Jocelyn. In what little free time she has, she makes extra money as a jazzercise
instructor. Well, apparently living in 1982.
How dare you? Those classes are tough.
They are.
So, yes, she keeps it tight. Could Oscar thank her and encourage other women to attend her classes? Thanks so much. You guys are the best. So it's, let me see, what's her name again? Heather Weimer, Oscar. Dave Weimer wants people to attend her jazzercise classes.
Heather, you're doing the Lord's work.
I'm going to put my head down.
Some of these frumpies out there listening right now say, who's got time for jazzercise? Well, you right. do. You make the time.
Yeah, baby.
You keep making the time.
Thank you.
Not at all what he got. Asked for.
That's all he got. Kind of died in its crib
it
there.
Worked.
Anyway.
I flamed out.
Hey, guess what, though? Heather actually wrote us in a separate letter to say that Dave Weimer turns 35 on Black Friday this year. She called Dave the man that keeps getting me pregnant.
But how great is this? These two, these couples, unrelated, right. send birthday letters for each other the
That's
same week.
Sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
She also wanted to thank Carla O'Mara for getting her family on the Blue Apron bandwagon. She loves it.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, too, because that's good when we celebrate our
family. Yeah.
We love that. Next letter says, hi, guys. Michael Whittington here.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Michael Whittington here.
Why Whittington?
My birthday is this Friday. Yes, it is mine, and I'm sending a letter to tell
you. Who are you?
I'm Michael Whittington here.
Okay.
As my gift, my wife, Teresa, is taking us to see and I do the John Kerry pronunciation. So. My wife, Teresa, is taking us to see Metallica at AT&T Park. It's a good concert.
It's true love.
I was curious if Mike could spin the slot machine for a chance to hear Tony Soprano talk up Enter Sandman for a great birthday greeting. Thanks so much for all you do, and hello to all the gang at TMOS. Thanks again, MW, Michael Whittington.
There he is.
P.S. I received my Harry's Razor kit over a month ago, and the original blade is still in the handle. The thing just won't get dull. Okay,
hey, so okay, let's spin.
Tony Soprano, let's bring spin. Tony in.
I'm already here. Why do you have to spin it?
Okay.
Tony.
Tony. Oh, yes, great band.
Tony. I'm dead, you know.
Now, Tony, I want to give you a heads up. This is a long intro on this record. You've got a post at 17, 55, and a minute 12.
Did Mac bring the ZD in?
No, he didn't. There's no ZD.
Well, there was ZD yesterday, wasn't there?
The ZD is gone.
The whole tray? All right, let's start the record. I'm ready for a talk.
Okay,
this is
going
to be a lot of fun. Okay.
I chose a New York station for you, Tony.
W-O-R-F-N, New York. Hi, everybody. It's the Tony Soprano Show. Listen, a lot of rumors floating around out there that I'm mobbed up, okay? It's a vicious, vicious stereotype. It's a totally vicious stereotype. It's meaningless. Everybody assumes because you're an Italian-American that you're somehow mobbed up. It's crap. It's BS. And I swear to God, if you're going to say it in front of me, I'm going to knock your head through the wall. You understand what I'm saying? By the way, if you go down to Tony G's, a fabulous restaurant outside of Newark, New Jersey, I recommend with my whole body, my whole being, have the soup of the mussels. The soup of the mussels is so incredibly delicious. I know you will enjoy them as much as I do. Can you give me a little more level on that, Rob? I'm going deaf. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Power 105 WABA. This is the Tony Soprano Show. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Hey, everybody. Here's Metallica.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just too long a goddamn intro.
It is. You know what? You don't talk about it. That's
you
a
know
rock
what?
Station record.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go back into character. Start it again.
All right.
I'm going to do it properly. Okay.
All right. Very, very good.
Mike, can you give us a little more gain on your soprano, please?
Thank you. You mean like right here?
Oh,
is that
much
what
better. Much
for?
Better. Thank you.
Yeah, and
you
know, try it again.
Do you
yeah,
think
we'll
it would
mix
be
the
okay?
records. You're playing the record up there. I'm doing it down here. I think for future reference, I should probably have it down here.
Yeah, he's the X Factor.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you don't do a two-man show, Tony, but it would be nice if Jim Gandolfini stuck his head in.
All right. Hold on just a second.
All right. You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
W-O-R-F-N, New York.
Hey, it's the Tony and Jim Show. what was that radio
W-O-R
station?
W-O-R-F-M.
W-O-R, Tony and Jim Show. Jim's a little late today. Oh, look who came at the door. It's Jim Gandolfini. Hey, Jim, we're talking up record. We got Metallica here. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. Jim Gandolfini here. Want to remind everybody the news headlines are going to be coming up right at the top of the hour. Hope you look forward to hearing those news headlines. We'll have the very latest on the Republican debates. We'll let you know what's happening. Now, let's kick it back over to Tony. Tony, what do you got for us today?
Oh, we got a lot of contests coming up today. We have fantastic chances for you to win tickets to the Big Monster Truck Bowl. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be out there in a big field. They got mud on the tires. It's going to be great stuff. So, Rob, I can't hear the goddamn music. That's why I'm having it. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate that. Tony and Jim Show, WOR. Hope you're having a fantastic time, everybody. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call the Tony hotline and talk to me, the number is 444-MOB with two B's. Yeah!
That was so hard to do because I can't hear it. So, yeah, I think for future reference, maybe send that along to me, and then I'll be able to hear it and mix it.
Beautiful.
Down here,
that'll be the way we do it from now on.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's where the distance actually comes into play.
I think you did a yeoman's job, Mike.
I do too, but a good
thank
job.
Thank you so
great
much.
Job.
Oh, hey, we got to live. Hey, Tony, I got to go now.
Tony, get out of here. Tony, get out of here.
You get out of here. I'll cave your skull in too, okay? I'm leaving. F you.
Do you want me to leave as well?
Yes,
James. Please,
yeah, I want
go.
You to,
oh, I'm very sorry. I don't want to overstay my welcome, so I'll leave right now. Bye-bye.
Love
there
it.
They go.
So, gentlemen,
next letter says, "Hi, boys. I'm listening to the bonus show, and you triggered a memory. I went camping one weekend with some buddies when I was a young Marine. We all got a quality drunk on and eventually retired for the night. I woke still in a stupor, needing to relieve myself, and it was cold outside. I think I know where this is coming. Could this be a bonus show listener,
perhaps? It is, yes.
At the time, it seemed like a great idea to go in my own shoe instead of venturing into the cold night air. I woke the next morning asking myself if I had dreamt that or actually did the deed. Sure enough, my shoe was full.
Hey.
Oh, no.
And that trip home was very uncomfortable. Love the show, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate that. The next letter says, "Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. My name is Jeff Yonke. I'm from San Diego, and I'm turning 30 this Friday. As I enter my douchebag 30s, I've decided to join CrossFit because what douchier way is there to get into shape? I was hoping Oscar could wish me a happy birthday and possibly give me some. Do you put this, or are they all asking Oscar for advice?"
This is, you know, Mike, this is how they come in. This is how they roll in.
"I was hoping that Oscar could give me some quick advice for beginning CrossFit while talking up the douchiest song I could think of, Nickelback's Burn It to the Ground. Thanks for bringing the funny every day, and I hope this letter is free of grammatical errors." Jeff, God, they listen hard.
How many
listeners.
Seconds is the intro?
It's a 21-second intro.
I got this.
All right, ready, Mike? Here we go. Here's DJ Oscar.
"Hey, it's Big O on the radio, and if all you ask
is it done, KONO 86.
These f***ing jingles. Hey, it's Big O on the radio, and if you're into CrossFit and you're in your 30s, know this, it's even harder to keep it tight. But use women's weights, because you'll get hurt otherwise. It's Nickelback, an all-day Nickelback Tuesday. Enjoy."
Oh. There you go. Well, I think we know when Oscar is asked to talk up a record, we're going to get some expletives.
It's my kryptonite.
You know what? He must work on Sirius.
Yeah. But no, really, they should do the women's weights. Don't be a hero. Because
okay,
that's
right.
How you get hurt.
So
I know
you
from
start,
experience.
You don't want to overdo it with the weights. That's a good thing.
You'll get there and you'll be like, oh, all the guys are pulling out 45-pound weights. I should do the same.
You know, as somebody who has actually been injured by one more rep, I can understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And usually if you're moving too much weight, you're going to pop. And that's not a good thing.
You know, Mike,
so
you're
I
right.
I totally agree with that. Thank you, Rob, for chiming in there. I hold in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, the last letter.
And the first time we've ever played Nickelback on the show, I do believe,
really?
In 6 years. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Thank you. All right. Anyway, hey, guys, I love my wife. I really do. She's beautiful, smart, and really funny. She enjoys football and drinking beer and even appreciates the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders as much as I do. No, she doesn't. No, sir. She's lying. Just for that first paragraph,
understood.
I have to tell you, she loves to please you, and she's lying, unless she is a lesbian, and then she's going to leave you eventually.
Mm,
so be aware of that. The week before my 50th birthday, we talked about how much I would enjoy a TMOS birthday request. I thought she took the hint and would send one in, so on my birthday, I listened with bated breath.
Aww.
This is okay, all right. No request.
Aww.
So we talked about it again. I even offered to send it in myself, and she said, no, I actually started a draft. So I waited another week and no request. So now I'm writing my own belated birthday request. Next year, the birthday request is all on her. Until then, keep bringing the funny, the extraordinarily entitled Michael Graham Cornell.
Oh, with three names. With yes. three names yet.
Absolutely. Yes. Michael, just go easy on the poor woman. Yeah. If she's appreciating the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Or claiming to.
You got to push.
You picture this woman just going, I just can't get the wording right. Well, send it in. Send it in, goddammit. Anyway, happy birthday, Michael. Have a fabulous one. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. A tribute to one of our all-time great delivery services when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
Right now, I'm massaging Gary's feet because we just finished the two-man march.
Well, what am I going to massage?
Well, we'll talk about that later. Yes, the two-man march is over, and we've got all the highlights.
Oh, you're going to love the stories.
Yes, you are. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Would you like to be the trendsetter in your group? Would you like to go to a website where you can see cool stuff at great prices and get something to add to your closet, to your wrist, to anything, your home, and be very, very cool while you're doing it? TouchOfModern.com has cutting-edge stuff. Every single day they're updating it. We love Touch of Modern. If you want to go there just to look, it's the greatest window shopping website
yes.
I think I've ever seen. They connect directly with top designers. They have timeless and unique products, really unique products. One of the things that I hate about surfing the net for any kind of product, you get sameness everywhere.
Yep.
Touch of Modern is where the sameness goes out the window. There's unique stuff, always cool. It's always changing. We love the website. You can go there for hours. They scour the globe for all sorts of great stuff. Touch of Modern has brand new sales launching literally every day, and it is the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Quit being a follower, be a trendsetter, and enjoy yourself while you're doing it.
It's
one
so
of the
fun.
Most pleasurable websites to visit that I've ever seen online. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com. All right, I got two dilemmas. Do you want me to bitch about software or do you want me to bitch about FedEx?
FedEx.
All right, FedEx is good. I wanted to start with
FedEx.
That one anyway. FedEx is, I've always been fond of FedEx, and somewhere in my mind, when you're talking about the UPS, what has Brown done for you, and you're talking about FedEx, I seem to remember in Manassas, we had a really great driver, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the
friendly
thing about
even,
it is,
not just effective,
yes,
but friendly right. and personable.
Right. And so this issue is my daughter, for those of you that follow me on social media, you might even be aware that my kids sometimes get up there and they involve themselves in social media as well. Catherine, probably 2 weeks ago, posted something that was kind of a troll for me,
right,
where she was saying, how about a care package? And she linked to care packages that kids get at college. And I suddenly realized that with all the separation, with them being up in Virginia and me being down here in Florida and seeing them in the summer and seeing them in the spring and seeing them during the holidays, it's really still not enough. I'd like to
right.
see more of my daughters. So when I realized that, oh, my God, you know, I used to get care packages from my mom, and this child is not asking for the moon. This child is asking for a care package and to the rescue.
So
it's
true.
Today, yes. It's online. It's the online world.
What
and
would
Lord
your
knows,
mom send you back in the day?
My mom would send me what Carla makes now, her homemade brownies that she made from scratch, which Carla honed and refined and perfected the recipe.
Oh, it's so
and
great.
I am so bad with those that Carla gives them to people all the time, like our babysitter.
Yeah.
And, and people up in Maine, Carla will make sure that the time that she completes cooking them and the time that the babysitter will arrive, there will be about an 11-minute window where she can actually police me, because otherwise, you know, they will be, get in my belly.
Brownies come out of the oven and you're running around the kitchen like a drone, just hovering. Yeah.
Yes, they're so good. But I remember my mom used to send those, and especially at AU, they'd be gone. They'd be gone to me. I bring them down into the lounge at the McDowell Terrace. That's exactly where I live. McDowell. It sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like they put the incorrigibles down on the basement, the subfloor of the dorm room, okay? You see a high-rise
like
dorm
trolls.
At American University, yes. It would put us down in trolls. Yes. We could look out the window and see dirt. That's exactly
this is my roommate, Igor,
down
in the dungeon.
Now, by the way, you can call it the dungeon, but the fact is I live down there with the American University soccer team. And, you know, to be honest with you, we referred to the dorm as Ass Central.
Oh, how nice.
It was, gross.
It was wonderful. Yes, thank you very much. But it's not gross.
Tentative
it's
clapping gross from
because
Pony.
It's gross because I'm 56 now, you see. But I was a young man once there.
You were an Adonis as a young man. We all know.
Yeah, he was pulling
was
a lot of tail. And the nickname was
not about the
smell, right?
I did not. I did not pull a lot of tail, but the soccer players did. And so there was a steady parade of women. Women love athletes. And so that was
and funny guys
and guys with sense of humor.
Yes.
Yes, well, indeed. Yeah, they liked me sometimes, but they didn't like my roommate an awful lot. Ingvar Skospo. Unfortunately.
His
my
name
Danish
sounds
roommate.
Like it sounds like a jumble that you have to solve.
Yeah, the Danes we didn't do really.
Ingvar.
Oh my God, we're up on another break. I'm
we
sorry.
Are.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I was going to talk about FedEx. Where did I get down to
because
the
Because of care packages. Care packages.
Oh, care packages.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And,
when I come back, I will tell you about a little debacle. Ass Central. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Too much for me, too much for you. You're gonna lose in time. Don't be afraid to show your friends that you're inside is
time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, why settle for small nuts at the grocery store? Those little thimble nuts you get there.
Mm-mm.
How about the big, beautiful nuts from nuts.com? Listen up, munchers. You got to check out nuts.com, the best tasting nuts on the planet. It's so good. It's so great. In fact, it's gonna work its way into my story when we come back. The convenience of shopping on the internet as well. Best website ever. The great pictures, easy to navigate, easy to search. Ordering is a breeze. They ship fast, and the snacks were so good. Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That is a $15 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Your satisfaction 100% guaranteed, and has been since the company was founded in 1929.
Wow.
They are all about the quality at nuts.com. Cooking and baking goods, they have that there. They have gift packages, which I'll tell you about in a moment, plus coffees, teas, sugar-free and gluten-free snacks, and gifts galore. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That is a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you. Nuts.com.
You know, Mike, intern Adrian got pumpkin seeds from nuts.com. And, you know, I love talking to the interns, and he would not shut up about them. So if you love pumpkin seeds, you don't want to roast them yourself, get them from nuts.com. You will love them.
That's right. Now, Adrian's a ball player, sits in the dugout and eats his pumpkin seeds.
That's
all the
right.
Time.
That's what he's
chewing them, just like A-Rod, spitting them out. So, speaking of nuts.com, my daughter trolls me a little bit for a care package, and I'm like, okay, we have this great client, nuts.com, that has gift baskets.
Yes.
They have lots of them, and they have lots to choose from. And since we have had nuts.com on the air, I realized they're so good that.
Yes.
They're, you know, I know it's a no-brainer, and I'm not doing that just as an extra schmooze for the client. I'm doing that because I know we have received multiple products from nuts.com,
yes.
And we know that this is going to be great. And what do you want when you're in college? You want the care package that's got the munchies
munchie
in it.
Munchie stuff,
sure. That's what people want. And so I order one for Catherine And then I order a different one for Elizabeth. I order a Christmas gift package for Catherine, and I ordered what was called like the gold package for Elizabeth. They're both like lots of great nuts and chocolate covered things.
An assortment.
And just delicious,
good stuff.
Wonderful stuff from nuts.com. So Tuesday, I know, is the day everything's going to arrive. And nuts.com could not be more thorough with letting me know when things are shipped, giving me a traffic tracking number, and letting me know when it's going to happen. So that's fine, right? Flash forward to yesterday, I get the text message from Elizabeth. My package came. It's fantastic. Thank you, Dad. And very just excited. You know, when you were in college and you would get some food, it's a big,
a letter, a letter was good. But if you got something tangible,
you got something tangible.
Stop the presses. It was the best.
So she sends me this and get the text from Elizabeth. And Elizabeth says, I got the package. Fine. I said, what about your sister? And she said, I guess I'll have to check with her. And then Elizabeth texts me her back. Catherine didn't get hers. And I'm
no.
Okay, so maybe it's coming at a later time. And then I actually text Catherine, did you get your package? No, I didn't. And then I said, okay, I'll go and track it. And so I go to, this begins the deal with FedEx, which always, in my opinion, based on our guy in Manassas, is the company you want to use, right?
Well, yeah, but they're tracking.
FedEx is the gold standard.
And the thing about FedEx, their tracking is par excellence. You can go on their website. They'll tell you exactly what city your package is in and when it left.
Done and done,
They do the greatest job with that.
Well, yeah, sure they do.
At times.
So, at times.
He said backing off.
So I go ahead and track, and I hit the button. I put the little numbers in there. I do a great, it's a great copy and paste deal where you copy the tracking number, then you go to the website and you put it, and it says information cannot be retrieved at this time. Like right away. Now I've never had that happen, or maybe I have, I don't know. And so I information cannot be retrieved at this time. Then I go back and I look, and I've got some other, there's so many different pieces of information I'm getting here. It says package has been delivered.
Okay.
Finally, it says package has been delivered.
That's good.
After I get through and I get the, is everything okay, fellas? Is
Mike, we're
hey,
just,
okay.
Yeah, we're just doing some business. Remember when you asked us not to make a big deal and not text each other and just write notes to each other and you wouldn't be bothered?
Is the show sounds okay? Everything?
It has nothing to do
better
with the show.
Ever.
It has everything to do with the banner that we're just dealing with. That's it.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, so I go, well, you know, I mean, do that after the show.
I
79 minutes, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, I know we're, anyway. So anyway, no, I'm easily distracted when there's that. Try doing what I do and do this. You know, just wave
Mike,
your hands
I'm
in
listening.
Front of me,
I'm
know?
Listening.
Right.
And
thank
I,
you.
I honestly, I'm with bated breath. What happened to the package?
You know, I understand. You come from a different generation of performer. Than,
and if this wasn't a time-sensitive.
You come from the new breed of WJFK personality who multitask.
Yeah, but
and I used to observe the junkies doing that, and it drove me nuts. When the laptops came into the studio, that to me, no, it should be focus.
Laser focus.
Mike,
that's the way I've always believed.
And I've been working on that. And
nobody does
that
anymore. Even the people on TV, they've got this thing right in front of them.
Yeah, Tony Perkins.
And I have
put
it,
down
and,
the iPad, Tony Perkins.
And I have it in front of me also. I have it in front of me also, you know? But it's just.
Mike, from now on, no work, but this work during the show.
Okay.
Damn the consequences. Damn the consequences.
Well, no.
No
now,
big
hold
deal.
It. Hold on. We need that because sometimes we'll talk about something and we want the information right
like,
away.
Unless you ask me, this is going to be the directive, and I'm going to stand by this.
All right, here we go.
If you say, Oscar, please open your laptop and look for this.
Well, let's be honest. What happened now is you received information from something we were dealing with, a business situation, and it's very important, and I understand it's very
time sensitive.
Yes. But it's time sensitive. Okay, now you've got me thinking about that, and I'd love to know.
Oh, no, it's no new information. Okay? I'm just making sure that our wonderful support staff are as efficient as possible. It's called management.
So it's good to be very good. I understand. And you know what? On other days, I'd give you a hard time, but not today. I heard what you said before.
So, Mike, the new policy will be don't do it unless we do it.
Right. So is Johnny hold his hand getting it done?
Oh, no. He's already done. He had done it. We were just confirming everything was taken care of on all fronts.
Occasionally, Johnny hold his hand ought to just put it up. Well, okay, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it's up.
Approval all the time. You know,
it's up, and it's hand. Loving every minute of it.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. No problem.
Thanks,
right,
Johnny.
Back. Yeah, thank
no
you.
No problem.
Johnny hold his hand. No, no, and then, you know what? And Johnny, let me tell you, Johnny. One day I'd say that, and then the next day I'd be on your ass because you didn't get something approved.
But every day it's Johnny malnutritioned.
That's right.
Well, or it's malnutrition.
Oh, damn it.
Let's go one step further. It's Johnny Nicotine.
Johnny Nicotine.
It's a great mic. It was a film noir movie. It was put out by Warner Brothers in 1954. It had Joan Crawford as a strong female lead, and Matt How Bloom was... Johnny Nicotine.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Nicotine.
He rolled into a careless town in a puff of smoke and an attitude that he couldn't beat. He was Johnny Nicotine. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Nicotine. Johnny Nicotine.
Johnny Nicotine is on his A game today.
He's live and unfiltered. So.
Live and unfiltered is funny.
Live and unfiltered, Johnny Nicotine. There may be a fake spot coming. Johnny Nicotine, live and unfiltered. So getting back to this FedEx thing, to make a long story short, I finally realized that I get one piece of information that says it was signed for and it was signed by a name that is not my daughter's name. So I start to freak out a little bit.
Oh, maybe a felon.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where I got that information. I did not get the it was signed for by tracking the package. I got it from an email that said...
A confirmation.
The confirmation from FedEx or from nuts.com that it had been delivered, which it had. But
did you see the signature? Because I know they make you sometimes sign an electronic pad.
There's a thing where you can go that. So I said, oh, I'll look at that. You can click here to see signature. Cannot be retrieved at this time. So I'm just getting bone by FedEx. So I finally have to do the worst. I have to call. I have to get on the horn and I have to call. And I call. And when I call, I get this. It's like,
hello, FedEx. Can I help you? Yeah. What is your tracking number?
I said, my tracking number. I've got it right here. And I give the number right there. That's okay. And then I said, I had the tracking number that I cut and pasted. I had that, but what I didn't have was I did not have the exact address. I knew the street, and I knew the town. I didn't know the apartment number, and I didn't know the zip code. And apparently, when I give them the tracking number, they get all of that in front of them, but they need everything confirmed, I guess, to make sure that I'm not some kind of criminal. And all I know is this is the request.
You might
I
be
get.
The felon.
Okay, I'll get the train number. Yes, my name is Limilamala, and I'll be helping you today. So, yeah, the train number, and the train number is, okay, and what is the full address?
I said it's this drive. It's I don't have the full address.
And then the zip code, can you give me the zip code?
I said I don't have the zip code in front of me. I've got the tracking number. I thought that would be enough.
No, isn't it? It's fully addressed. You don't have to trade the package in any other.
I said, pardon me?
We need the full address.
I said, okay. I don't have the full address, but I can get it for you. Can you wait a minute?
Uh-huh.
And so I go back, and I finally get the full address, and I said, after they do this, I said,
okay, it says here the package has been delivered, okay? My father was a shaman of his tribe, okay? That's the way it goes, okay? No.
At any point did you say, pardon me, Mr. FedEx person, can you wear shoes?
I cannot stand up. I have to wear shoes. They make me fall down.
So she gets it, and I said, okay, you have the info.
The package has been delivered.
I said, and I see that someone else signed for it?
No, it was not signed for it. It was at the laptop.
All right, so I get done with that person, and then I call Catherine back. I said, it wasn't signed for. It was just left at your door.
Ah.
So, well, Dad, I talked to the guy downstairs. He said, when he gets a package, sometimes if he's not there, they take it to the post office. I said, well, it wasn't necessary to sign for it, Catherine. So it was dropped off, and they said it was delivered. And in the meantime, the lady that said...
we're going to try to track down the driver and find out what's going on, okay? We're going to track down the driver and try to find out what's going on. Your daughter will get a call in 2 hours.
I said, yes, call my daughter, please.
Okay, call your daughter. I got the phone number right here, okay?
I said, okay, call her. Don't call me. So what happens? In 1 hour's time, I get a phone call.
So
the whole thing starts
said,
over again.
Everything they said was a lie.
Crap. Because they're full of crap and they just don't pay attention and they don't do it. So I get a call. I said, you're asking questions of me regarding this place where she lives that I'm not able to
I've
answer.
I've never even been to the school.
That's right.
Exactly. I've been to her apartment twice. I have been to her apartment twice. Don't make
She's
me sad about
daughter.
That. Don't make me sad.
What
you
do
bastard.
You want from me, man?
You Bolivian bastard. Do not make me sad about that. That is terrible. I'm going to be sad enough. You've gone to the nerve
I've
again.
Seen
He's got the,
twice
take the lemon juice.
Already.
Take the lemon juice out of your hand. Don't pour it in my wound. Do not pour the lemon juice
Mike's
in my
wound.
Do you think I know where she lives?
He knows that I hurt.
Mike's
he knows
gash.
That I hurt.
Mike's horrible gash. And
I've
he's
only
going
been
at
there.
I'm in
only
Florida,
been there
for
twice,
God's sakes, living and, my life.
And then, my God, and I have to rely on coworkers to buy iPhones for them. Anyway, so anyway. They get back on me. I said, we're going through this again, and you're doing this to me again, and you have to call her. She'll know that. And so I finally put another report in, and I said, there's the number you'll call. I said, they will call you. And between that time, and this is about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I get the text. I found it. And
super
she
sweet.
Was going to the library.
Yes.
And she lives in an apartment building, a small brick apartment building just off campus. She was going to the library. She walks around her building to the back end of the building where the loading area is building maintenance. That's where it was dropped. That's where they
not
put
okay.
her apartment number was included in the address.
Yeah.
The street number was included in the address. And they dropped it off.
That's a lazy drop off. They probably like, well, the maintenance or loading dock will get it to the actual tenant.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And exactly. Yeah. So the resolution and the thing that allowed me to sleep well last night was the fact that she indeed got her nuts.com package, which
fantastic.
Was totally, totally awesome. And nothing on nuts.com was screwed up because they are a professional company.
Perfect.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be advertising on the Mike O'Mara show. That's,
fair.
That's
fair.
The way that goes. So, that's
everybody's
and,
happy. You had to work through it, but you got it done.
Yeah. Everybody's happy except, my computer when it keeps asking me for to sign in with Yahoo, an account that I haven't had in 5 years, and it keeps asking me because El Capitan, and why is it called that software? Why is the software called El Capitan,
well,
Oscar?
It means the captain. Mike.
Yeah, the captain.
Thank you. I know that, Rob, for Christ's sake. I know that.
Mike, we're a melting pot. And I think Apple's seen that, and they said, we're going to go El Capitan this year.
Did they not name it after the beautiful theater in Los Angeles?
I don't think so.
There's a gorgeous movie
show.
That is where Kimmel does a show at the El Capitan Theater, which means
I don't like the name of the software. I don't like what my computer is doing. Every 5 minutes, it is asking me for my code or my password to sign in to Yahoo. I do not have that anymore. I do not participate in Yahoo. That is not where I get my email anymore. So Yahoo is no longer a part of my life, but El Capitan, OS 55223-3654 is asking me for this crap. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't have that problem with Yosemite. That's an El Capitan problem.
It was Yosemite before El Capitan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm on
and
right
before
now.
It was Maverick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem with Yosemite is it tries to get that rabbit.
Obviously, my problems are not serious enough for you. Obviously, nobody cares. Nobody really cares about the fact that I am being boned daily by the captain.
The captain!
Is, right. You know, it's.
I'm sure it's something that JN can help you with.
Well, if Johnny Nicotine would like to dive in and help me with, but Johnny Nicotine is a PC guy.
That's right. Yeah.
But he does everything.
You're a Mac.
Yeah, that's
Johnny
the
Lemon Juice is the Mac guy. That's the way it goes.
Mike, but the crux is the password, and I know that is a gateway to hell with you.
It is. It is very difficult. Thanks for reminding me of that. Why don't you just get a Sharpie out and write "Merry Christmas" on your little drink cup, okay? Like everybody else is doing. All right,
oh,
Ted Cruz.
If you're doing that,
you.
Please.
Yes.
Please, for God's sakes, think about your life.
That's right.
Think twice about it and think, should I walk into traffic? Because my life is so great, I have these things to worry about.
Why does your cup say Robert?
Oh, it does say Robert.
What?
Because you just drank somebody else's coffee.
I really did.
Oh, jeez.
Merry Christmas.
Robert, would you get my coat?
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa!
By now, you are more than familiar with all the guys at TMOS. Your host, Mike O'Meara.
We won't get any older and we won't ever die.
Audio mastermind, Rob Spiewak.
Es lebe die Nationalsozialistische Bewegung! Es lebe Deutschland!
And our favorite Bolivian, Oscar Santana. But are you aware that each week our boys do an extra show just for you, the dedicated listener?
Oh, you can't say that.
I don't give a shit. I know I'm losing and I want everybody to know.
You're playing the rules.
I don't care about the fucking rules.
All you need to do is go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click on TMOS bonus packages. If you can't figure it out from there, well, perhaps you don't get it.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Hey, Next Issue. Next Issue is now Texture. We've been telling you about Next Issue. They have a new name. It's called Texture, the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. Next Issue's new name, remember that, Texture, 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 Texture. They have spectacular new features that guarantee you the best reading experience around. Texture is your all-access pass where the world's best magazines are always available on your phone or on your tablet, and you can get free trials at texture.com/TMOS. Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines, cherry-pick the articles that interest you the most, and the Texture editorial team will even recommend stories for you. Plus, Texture has curated collections so you can really dive deep into your favorite topics, and exclusive audio and video content give you a reading experience not like no other. The thing that's best about Texture is it's multifamily. You can get a Texture subscription, and you can give it to anybody in your
family and share it.
It's fantastic. They satisfy any and every interest. Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly, Nat Geo, Consumer Reports, so much more. You can even download articles and issues for offline reading, and you can share your subscription with the entire family. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Unrestricted access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. And thank you.
News.
Is that loud enough?
Yes.
Thank you. Very good. Little audio issues for me down here today. Celebs who are veterans. I thought I would start on Veterans Day with that for you boys today.
Cool, please.
These are five celebrities that you might be very surprised were actually veterans in our armed services, and I thought this was kind of curious. Number one, Willie Nelson.
Really?
Willie
Nelson. Did he fight for the North or the South?
Willie Nelson.
If you had not have fallen.
He was in the Air Force.
Wow.
He enlisted in 1950 and wanted to be a pilot, but he was medically discharged 9 months later because of a bad back, but he actually enlisted. Which
good
is
for Willie. I had no idea.
Number two, MC Hammer.
Wow.
That you wouldn't think of him.
Really?
Yeah. He came up with parachute pants while he was training to be a paratrooper. No,
that
he did
can't
not.
Be right.
He was in the Navy for 3 years. He was an aviation storekeeper at a base near San Francisco. Technically, he didn't wear parachute pants. He wore hammer pants. There's a difference. And if you grew up in the 80s, you know what I'm talking about.
He worked in a store like the PX?
It says technically that he was an aviation storekeeper.
Yeah,
he sold airplanes.
He told people what they couldn't touch.
Well, hello, Mr. Donahue. I've got a lovely 737 that I'd like to sell you today. Number three, George Carlin. Had his daughter on a couple of weeks ago. George Carlin started working as a radio DJ while he was in the Air Force. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
He was stationed in Louisiana, started working as a DJ for KJO in Shreveport. He also got court-martialed 3 times in 3 years.
That's a pretty good record.
Including once for getting drunk and telling off his commanding officer, and once for smoking a joint. Oh, George.
George Carlin.
Number four is Pat Zajac. He served in Vietnam, but he didn't see much action. He was also a DJ on Armed Forces Radio, and I will give you five questions to narrow down the fifth one, who I lead with, and the real reason that I put this right, in news you may not need.
A motion picture? Is it a motion
picture
star? It
is not
star?
A man. It is a woman. I will tell you that. It is a television star.
Oh.
And that's all I will give you. You have five questions.
Does she have a show that's currently on television?
No, she is dead, and she has no show on
Goldie
TV.
Goldie Hawn.
No, but that word gold is in the answer.
Oh, the name has the word
Birdie
gold?
No.
Oh, is it a golden girl?
It is a golden girl.
Oh. Is it Beatrice Arthur?
It is Beatrice
yeah!
Arthur. From the Golden Girls was in the Marines.
Yes, she was.
Hi there. She was in the Marines during World War II.
Walter, I do more before 6 a.m. than you do all day.
She was a truck driver.
Yeah!
And a typist in the Women's Reserve from 1943 till 1945, ladies and gentlemen.
I love a QWERTY keyboard.
Uber's biggest competitor is Lyft, but they just announced they're teaming up to help America's veterans. To celebrate Veterans Day, they announced they're both donating thousands of free rides to help veterans get to job interviews and to and from work. Uber will donate 10,000 rides. Lyft is donating thousands, too. And the Department of Labor will give out coupons for them during different veterans organizations.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Through five different veterans organizations. Apparently, it won't start till next year, but there's also something you can do to help right now. Uber's app has a new option today where you can donate $5 towards a free ride for a veteran, which I think is cool.
Do it.
It'll go toward additional free rides, not the ones they're already donating. So I give Lyft and Uber. Lyft, Oscar, have you ever used Lyft?
Yes.
Or is you, have you just,
I
you
use
have?
Lyft when Uber's charged me surge pricing.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Competition, Mike. Cool. It's a great
thing.
Thank
you very much, city boy. Kim Kardashian is over 7 months pregnant, and she has gained over 50 pounds. Yeah. That's not a big deal. I'm just
no big deal.
It's a Kardashian. She tweeted, quote, "I'm 52 pounds up today, and I still have 6 weeks to go. I got my work cut out for me." She's pretty, I think women think about their weight a lot during
sure.
a pregnancy. It's a little surprising that she's being so candid about it, because a while back she said she got upset the first time around hearing people take shots at her weight. "I will take shots at the Kardashians all day long.
Yeah.
I will not take a shot at Kim Kardashian for being pregnant and gaining weight. It's not what I do."
So you're okay with her reproducing?
Not necessarily her reproducing.
Okay,
but,
so
not
just the weight gain, good, to be specific.
I'm fine with that. So she delivered last time at 180 pounds. That was 50 pounds heavier than she normally is. So she's even bigger this time. Who cares? Why did I put this in here? I'm mad at myself right
Mike,
now.
Mike,
okay?
It's okay.
I think what we need to focus is the fact that Kim Kardashian was a typist in the Air Force.
Thank you. I guess it's been previously reported that the son of Ego is due on Christmas Day. There's no word on his name, whether it's Jesus or
South,
Second Coming. South,
Northeast.
That's good. I like South. There you go. Last week, a terminally ill Star Wars fan named Daniel Fleetwood was allowed to see Episode 7 early. I think we talked
yes.
about that a little bit. Just days later, he passed away at the age of 32.
Oh,
saw a picture of this guy. Very sad picture online. He had a long battle with cancer. Now, I remember this guy because he was so successful, on Jeopardy. He was the winner, Ken Jennings. You remember this
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings is an a-hole. I have to say that here. He made
really?
A joke about the guy passing away. He tweeted, "It can't be a good sign that every fan who has seen the new Star Wars movie died shortly thereafter."
Wow.
Ken, you're not funny. You're not. That's the buzzer for not funny, not appropriate. This isn't the first time this douche has gotten people upset on Twitter. There was this gem from last year where he wrote, "Nothing sadder than a hot person in a wheelchair."
Really?
You know, it's if you're really... Look, the bottom line, when you're going to go into that arena, it's got to be so funny if it's politically incorrect.
But
that
they don't. These guys
don't
with their supercomputer minds, they don't think that. They're like,
right.
"Oh, I'm going to slay them with my
as
wings."
As he sits
exactly
at home with his $2.7 million, whatever he won, and he
so
thinks
true.
He's better than that.
Yeah.
He's not.
That is so true.
Take
They're
your
so
stick
bright.
To the bank and leave it
yeah.
there.
Hey, what so. Is shut the F up? There you
yeah.
go. Thank
S-D-F-U, Ken. Anyway, it used to be that when a musician or a band couldn't afford to do another album, they just didn't.
Right.
In 99% of cases, that was probably for the best. Now a band will just set up a crowdfunding campaign. and racked their brains trying to come up with a creative award to offer, which are enticing, but don't come across as too desperate. Yeah, we do that online. That's the new model, reality. You have to come up with ways to make your living. Foghat is the latest band to do this.
Jesus, they're alive?
Yeah, they're still alive, Rob.
Wow.
They have a Pledge Music campaign set up to raise money for Under the Influence, their first album in 5 years, and they're offering a perk that might be impossible for fans to resist. If you're part, if you part with a mere $300, you can sing backup on a new version of Slow Ride.
Oh, wow. You know what? I really do think they had one more hit record than I did. And I've never had a career. So if you really feel you need to support
$300?
$300 to sing backup.
The last time we checked, there were only 25 spots left. So do not take it easy. Get over to that website now. The one drawback is you don't get to jam in the studio with the guys. You just send them a recording of yourself singing Slow Ride. Take it easy.
And they just layer it in.
And then they're going to blend it in.
It'll be worth it, and it'll sound good.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And now a little something. A 27-year-old guy in Tiffin, Ohio, was drunk on Saturday night and was about to eat some chicken. I've done that when I've been drunk. Well, he didn't have any barbecue sauce, and apparently he just couldn't eat his chicken without it. So he asked his 9-year-old neighbor to drive him to a gas station so he could buy some barbecue sauce for his chicken. The kid actually did it, and successfully. When they got there, the clerk realized what was happening and called the cops. The clerk wouldn't let the kid drive home, so the guy took off, and the guy drove. The cops pulled him over. He was arrested for child endangerment, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, refusing a breath test, and driving with a suspended license. Yeah.
Attaboy.
When it rains, it pours. It's never too early for that kid, though, to start thinking about a career as an Uber driver if he was successful. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to drive down to the store as I'm listening to this from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah. Talking up the best surround as you listen to the Mike O'Meara Show. Ray Charles, everybody. Hope you have a fabulous Wednesday.
You can talk about the pit.
I talked over the record. Barbecue. I'm tired. We'll take a break and come back in the morning.
The people too, I mess around.
Here on the Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos in entertainment history. Like Hall & Oates, Sonny and Cher, Sanford and Son, Ben and Jerry, Don and Mike, and of course our favorite, Serta and Mermelstein. Just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We're telling you about our bonus packages today. We're rolling them out. 5 episodes a week. If they're not satisfying your TMOS cravings, you're not alone. We're here to help you. Join the people who have decided to do something about it. Subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. It's waiting for you at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. This is a huge way to support the show. And we'd love to do better this year than we did last year. Look. We give you a lot of content. We give you 5 shows every single week. We're asking you to purchase a 6th show. We're not pushing you, having you push a donate button. We're actually giving you content.
Fundraising.
Uncensored content. It's a fundraiser for us. It's uncensored content, and it's available for you every single week. We do a 1-hour show. You never know what you're going to hear on the show. It's fantastic, and we really would love if every single person who listens to our free show were to own own the bonus show, it would be a wonderful thing for TMOS.
Yes.
But for some reason, there are people out there that just don't want to do that. Can we make that change this year? Can we really,
please,
for once, make the change where this is the year you buy our bonus package? It's really reasonable. You get lots of content. You get stuff that other people don't get to see. It's the TMOS bonus package. It's what you want. Besides, you deserve it. Order it today, and let's get those numbers up from what they were last
year. At the very least, buy the package. You know, you're supporting the show in just another way.
Yep.
We would really appreciate that, and we thank you in advance. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Wednesday, November 11, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
Just a heads up, Mike, we're going to spotlight something in the Audio Vault today that means we might run a little bit over our normal time, so a little bonus entertainment for everybody. Last night, I don't know if anyone watched it, was the Republican debate, and we had one great moment. Is apparently Ted Cruz's memory failed him, And this was a moment that I very much enjoyed.
Five major agencies that I would eliminate. The IRS, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce, and HUD.
So he said Commerce twice.
Play it again, please.
Here he said Department of Commerce twice.
Five major agencies that I would eliminate. The IRS, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce, and HUD.
But I like it better. This is what I heard in my living room.
Five major agencies that I would eliminate. The Department of Commerce, the IRS, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Commerce, and HUD.
So I say if you're going to make a mistake, roll with it.
Yeah, go for it.
But they were calling that his Rick Perry moment last night. Also,
it wasn't, though. It was. I don't think it's nearly as damaging
no,
as they thought
it
would
be. No, it isn't. But the thing is last night Trump sounded like you doing Trump. Here is just a six-second cut, and it's like, what are you doing? Trump, are you listening to Mike, do you?
We will have a wall. The wall will be built. The wall will be successful. The wall works, believe me.
That's it. The wall works.
The wall will be successful. It'll be big, strong, good, success. He looked tired.
Oh,
he looked
yeah.
very tired.
It was a lackluster night for him. It was not good. And he almost looked as tired as Ben Carson. I want to say, you know what? You lack energy. You lack energy, Mr. Trump. What we want to spotlight, we rolled this on the bonus show last week. And since she's in studio, we wanted to give it another spin. This is intern Rachel's Man on the Street interview at American University. And
great
we
job
make sure,
on this, Rachel.
Well, she
well
did a
done.
Fantastic job. We want to make sure everyone heard it. And this is probably the best election coverage I've heard thus far.
Absolutely.
So here is Rachel doing it on the campus of American University.
We're coming.
President, what would be the first thing you would do?
Open up the borders to everyone, actually, instead of building a great wall.
I would change all of the laws and get a lot of people out of jail who should not be in jail right now, and just change the whole political reform system that we have, which is currently corrupt.
I'd probably just like run laps around the White House, just like what? That'd be fun.
The first thing, like the very first thing, like right after I'm sworn in, I'm gonna go into the Oval Office for the first time. Okay, I'm gonna like find out all this secret shit, like right away, and we're just gonna like, I don't know, I'm gonna go from there.
I would decorate for the nearest holiday.
I would probably go back to my old middle school and just get out of the presidential limousine, just middle fingers out at all my old teachers. Look what I did, motherfuckers. Look at it. Drop an invisible mic. There we go.
Legalize weed.
Which presidential candidate would you want to grab a beer with?
Hillary Clinton. First of all, I definitely think she could throw him back. Also, you know, loosen her up a little bit. Maybe she'd start spewing out some things that she wouldn't say on the trail, you know?
Definitely Bernie Sanders, because I think he has a few beers before every speech.
If you were at a bar, which presidential candidate would be the biggest lightweight?
The guy who's a neuro... surgeon.
Ben Carson.
Yeah, he just looks like it. Just looks a little soft.
Probably Bernie Sanders, because he's old. He's crazy, and I feel like an old crazy guy drunk would be very, very intoxicated.
Maybe Marco Rubio. I wonder what he's like drunk. I don't know. I feel like he's got a lightweight face, and he's like all about family, so he probably doesn't drink a lot.
Definitely Rand Paul. He looks real scrawny. I feel like I would totally drink him under the table.
Probably Bernie Sanders. He seems rather old and small. He must weigh, you know, no more than like a crisp piece of paper that's been yellowing in the sunlight and just kind of floating around in the breeze.
If you were to make a football team with the current presidential candidates, who would you put on your team and why?
I would definitely say that I would want Hillary as, you know, a quarterback, just because I feel like she gets stuff done. Yeah. And I would say Bernie definitely as like the coach, but like following through, he's kind of old. We don't want him to get like crushed by everybody else. I don't really know much about sports, but I just don't like the like mean people. Like, you know, like my team represents good people who like to do good for others. Definitely don't want any people, you know, taking steroids. I feel like Donald Trump would do that.
Donald Trump would be my star player, because I would love to see his wig and his fake looking hair come off.
So which presidential candidate seems the most hygienic?
Probably Chris Christie, because, you know, after eating hoagies, you have to use wet wipes, you know, to clean up all the mess. It's essentially a shower.
That other lady, Carly Fiorina.
She seems the most hygienic.
She does seem the most hygienic. She seems like she showers at least twice a day.
What about the least hygienic?
I think Donald Trump, he just kind of looks like a Cheeto. Just looks like if you accidentally brushed up against him, you might have some particles on you.
They all look hygienic to me, to be honest. But again, I think Bernie probably isn't that hygienic because he's a little older. So it's just a little harder to clean yourself sometimes. Or, you know, maybe he has some hair in his ear and needs to pluck them out. I don't know.
Least hygienic, definitely Chris Christie. Mostly because I feel like he would just smell like an obese man. I'm sorry, but like, he just emanate a certain smell. Most hygienic, Jeb Bush. He seems like he'd be very, like, metaphorically squeaky clean, but also physically squeaky clean.
Kasich is definitely the least sanitary, is that the word?
Yeah.
Because he's actually come to my hometown and was in our parade and was dripping sweat and shook my hand and dripped sweat onto my hand, so he is not clean. And Ben Carson is probably the cleanest because he's a surgeon and you have to scrub in.
If you had 30 seconds to tell Donald Trump something, what would you tell him?
I'd probably just give him a hug.
I'd probably tell him to, like, change up the hair because it's not really doing it. It's kind of like a tumbleweed on his head. I think that's the most important issue I have with Trump. It's just the hair that's personally offensive and ruining my life.
Which presidential candidate would you swipe right on Tinder for?
Marco Rubio. He's just Latin.
Joe Biden. Because Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation is in love with Joe Biden. And he's got a little something-something.
Bernie Sanders.
What about him is so appealing?
He's a dad.
Marn O'Malley. And why?
He's pretty good looking. I mean, he's got the silver, he's like a silver fox look going on.
Out of all the current presidential candidates, who would you f***, who would you marry, and who would you kill?
Who's that Democrat that everyone's been, like, posting all the, like, really hot?
Marn O'Malley.
Yeah, he's hot. I'd bone him. Marry Bernie, because I feel like he'd take care of me, and, like, that voice at night would kind of be really cute to fall asleep to. And then kill, I don't know, I guess we'd have to go with Trump. I mean, it's kind of the obvious.
First off, I'd probably kill Donald Trump just because my feet would never touch the ground again because everyone would be carrying me from place to place cheering me on. I don't think I would marry the two female candidates. Probably marry Bernie Sanders. He seems like he would be all right with that. For fuck. Chris Christie.
Same. No question.
Wow.
Would marry Hillary Clinton. Clearly she's a loyal hoe. I would love to make love with Bernie Sanders. With his age and his liberal tendencies, I feel like he is just a monster.
I would marry Ted Cruz. And I guess I'm f***ing Trump. That's
why?
How it's going to go.
Why?
Yeah, he's going to f*** us all. He's going to f*** Mexico, so we can f*** him.
How do you think Hillary Clinton's past job as the host of Divorce Court will help her if she's elected for the nomination?
I think that her knowledge of the adversarial system would really help in unblocking the gridlock between Republicans and Democrats in the Congress, House, and Senate.
I think she has a strong hand of justice, and as we all know, divorce is the leading cause of bipartisan dilemma in this country, so I think it's really important for us to remember that.
Were you surprised when Chris Christie was eating during the most recent debate?
I didn't watch it. I should have watched it, but then I didn't. But it doesn't surprise me now that I know that.
If he was eating just a snack, just a granola bar, then I understand that. Some people have bad, like, sugar problems, but if he was eating, like, a full meal, then that's just rude.
Eating is a basic human instinct of survival. Some people can go without it. Other people can't. No comment.
I think people need to get over the fact that he was snacking because everybody needs some snacks here and there, especially at a debate so fierce where you have to stand up for yourself. You definitely need to refuel by snacking.
What was he eating? Like a full sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not okay. It's funny. I mean, are there rules anywhere? Probably not. They're probably not, like, no sandwiches. But I mean, it's like kind of unprofessional.
That's our man
well
on the street
done.
Woman right there.
Nice.
And that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Great job, Rachel. Nicely done. Rob Spiewak, good job with the editing on that as well. Well done, folks. More of that. Love to get more. Rachel, get out to American University and
it's
get
on the
those
way,
kids
Mike.
On tape.
Here it is on the way.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show coming and gone for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.